Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The MPP for Temiskaming-Cochrane is the co-sponsor of an NDP bill at Queen's Park called the Right to Repair Act. John Vanthoff says other jurisdictions have similar legislation, forcing manufacturers of electronic products, autos, and farming equipment to provide access to manuals and spare parts so that someone other than the manufacturer can repair them.
The opposition are all on side. The government haven't said that they wouldn't support us.
The bill has been introduced in the legislature and is now awaiting scheduled debate. Residents of the James Bay, Albany River, Kasechewan First Nation are currently in Kapuskasing and Timmins in a precautionary evacuation ahead of spring flooding. It's not the municipalities hosting them. It's ISN Maskwa, the emergency management arm of the Missinabe Cree Business Corporation. General Manager Joe Sayers says ISN Maskwa consults with the First Nations on where they want their members sent.
Kasechewan First Nation has a lot of their members that actually live in Kapuskasing and Timmins. So their preference to, to be evacuated to those sites gives them a chance to reconnect with family, and that's all important for their health and well-being as well.
Sayers says ISN Maskwa entirely takes the load off the municipalities by coordinating evacuation and hosting. The federal government reimburses for expenses. The Ontario Public Service Employees Union is warning that the closure of more than half of the province's medical testing labs, including the one in Timmins, could put lives at risk. Ontario's Auditor General recommended the closures of the six last December, with their operations to be folded into the remaining five. The union says the workers at the affected locations have now been told about the shutdowns. The Health Ministry labs test for everything from toxins in water supplies to COVID-19 and tuberculosis. But union officials fear there could be a public health catastrophe if the facilities are closed down. 14 Quebecers are facing 56 charges linked to a spree of grandparent scams across Canada. OPP say the group took $739,000 from 126 victims, including 15 who were swindled several times. The scam is aimed at seniors who are called by someone pretending to be their grandchild needing money for an emergency. They say the scam sometimes involves unsuspecting couriers called money mules who collect the money but are told not to talk to anyone because of a made-up gag order. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at mycochranenow.com.